Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, February 5th, 2017. Okay, and tonight's topic is Crohn's disease. I never thought I would do a radio show on Crohn's disease. Why is that? Because in medical school, we learned about Crohn's disease, and it was such a dismal outcome. And such a just heartbreaking disease to have. And then as I entered medical practice, it was just worse and worse and worse. Finally, one day, of course, I sent everyone off to the specialist, and the results were just atrocious. And one day, one of my regular patients brought in her granddaughter who had come to spend the summer with her in Syracuse. And said, Dr. Daniels, she's got Crohn's disease, and I want you to help her any way you can, and I don't want to go see a specialist. And I said, uh-oh. Oh, well, I'm not going to do what they taught me in medical school. I said, no, that didn't work. Thankfully, she told me that she had been tried on prednisone and various other interventions, which really hadn't worked. And so I put her on a diet, and boom, lo and behold, she got better. And the disease didn't bother her anymore. And so I've always wondered what the medical industrial complex, was really going to do about this disease. And so I happened to get information in my inbox, of course, from Medscape, the usual doctor information feed. So tonight we're going to talk about Crohn's disease, what it is, and how the medical industrial complex standard of care treats it, and the latest information available. So first thing is, what's Crohn's disease? Well, Crohn's disease is a chronic, that means lasts a long time, there is no cure, inflammatory, that means it hurts, disease of the intestines, especially the colon, and colon being large intestine and ileum being small intestine, associated with ulcers and fistula, that means holes, literally holes in the gut. Now, also, it's associated with lots of pain, alternating diarrhea and constipation. And people with Crohn's disease have a difficult time at life because they don't know when it's going to flare up. So they can't do things like make appointments, accept invitations to parties and stuff. So it really is a huge, huge problem in terms of quality of life. Okay, so let's take a look and see what the medical industrial complex recommends for the treatment, the non-drug treatment of Crohn's disease. So for that, we can go to the Mayo Clinic. They're very helpful. This is their site as of today, as of February 5th, and this is what they recommend. Lifestyle and home remedies by the Mayo Clinic staff. And it says, sometimes you may feel helpless when facing inflammatory bowel disease. Now, the reason they feel helpless is because a medical intervention is useless. It's simply not effective. But changes in your diet and lifestyle may help control your symptoms and lengthen the time between flare-ups. So this person still has a life filled with flare-ups. So this is a diet the Mayo Clinic recommends. It says there's no firm evidence that what you eat actually causes inflammatory bowel disease. There may be evidence, but it's not firm. Gotcha. But certain foods and beverages can worsen your signs and symptoms, especially during a flare-up. So wait, hold up. If certain foods and beverages can aggravate your signs and symptoms, why not eliminate these foods and beverages? Duh. Nope. Mayo Clinic doesn't say so. They do recommend a food diary. That's nice. They said you can try eliminating those foods, but here are some suggestions that may help. Limit your dairy products. Don't stop them. Just limit them. Like, eat fewer, okay? Try low-fat foods. If you have Crohn's disease of the small intestines, you may not be able to digest or absorb fat. Instead, fat passes through your intestines, making your diarrhea worse. So avoid butter, margarine, cream sauces, and fried foods. So low-fat foods. So if you don't eat low-fat foods, where do you get your calories from? Well, let's see if we can figure this out. So we're cutting back at dairy products, cutting back the fat, and take care of the fiber. So don't eat high-fiber foods like fresh fruits or vegetables or whole grains. It might make you worse. So no fresh fruits, no vegetables, no whole grains. You want low fiber, low fat, and cut back on dairy. Sounds like sugar and white flour to me is about the only source of calories you have left here. But you might have problems with foods in the cabbage family, like broccoli and cauliflower, or nuts and seeds, corn and popcorn. You might be told to limit your fiber or go on a low-residue diet if you have narrowing of your bowel, like a stricture. Okay, so the thing to understand here is basically this person is being advised to follow a high-processed food diet, a diet where the fat and the fiber has been removed, and the nuts. So you don't have nuts as a calorie source. You don't have fats as a calorie source. And you have to go low fiber. So pretty much you're left with refined carbohydrates. And avoid spicy foods, alcohol, and coffee. Other dietary measures, eat small meals, lots of them. Drink plenty of liquids. Water is best. Consider multivitamins. And, of course, talk to a dietitian. Now, I had a patient who had a different intestinal issue. She had obstruction, and she had surgery. So they put her on a low-residue diet, a diet of less than 30 grams of fiber a day. That's a pretty – I mean, you're basically into pasta and white bread, not much else. Okay, so this is what the Mayo Clinic recommends as a diet for somebody with irritable bowel disease. Okay, so it says dairy products, that's okay, just cut back. And watch out for that fiber, don't eat too much of it. And low-fat foods. Okay, that's what the Mayo Clinic says. Now, what does... let's take a look and see what else modern medical industrial complex is. Improving long-term outcomes of Crohn's disease. Improving long-term outcomes of Crohn's disease. If you take a look at this, you might think, oh my God, the long-term outcomes of Crohn's disease are improving. Wow, what great news. That's what I thought. But let's look a little closer. So it says, changes in the medical management of Crohn's disease over the past two decades, that's 20 years, have been paralleled by improvements in long-term outcomes, researchers from the Netherlands report. However, numerous clinical trials have demonstrated the effectiveness of immunomodulators and anti-TNF-alpha agents, that means high-priced, expensive drugs that influence and interfere with the immune system, in inducing, that means starting, and maintaining, that means keeping, disease remission in patients with Crohn's disease. But it remains unclear whether these treatments have resulted in improved long-term outcomes. In other words, they've been using these drugs, these very expensive drugs, for 20 years, and they don't know if they work. Seems to me, if you've been using something for 20 years and you can't measure that it works, that's pretty straightforward that it probably doesn't work. But let's see what they say. Okay, so they evaluated changes in the medical management and long-term outcomes of Crohn's disease between 1991 and 2014. There were 316 patients from the pre-biologic eras before 1998, 387 patients from the 99 to 2005 early biological era, and 459 patients from the late biological era, according to the December 6th online report in the American Journal of Gastroenterology, a credible journal, by the way. So immunomodulator treatment increased from 30% to 70% over this time period. And the number of patients with complicated disease at diagnosis decreased significantly, but there were no changes over time in the progression rate. So people's disease progressed or worsened at the same rate no matter which therapy they got or what the standard of care was. So in other words, if the progression of the disease is unrelated to the treatment used, it might be the treatment being used is irrelevant. But let's see what they figure out. the cumulative five-year probability of hospitalization decreased from 65.9% in the earliest era to 44.2% in the latest era. That's about a 30% decrease. And the median number of days admitted per hospitalization decreased from 14 to 8. Now, just for your information, this period of time, which is 1991 to 2011, the criteria used for hospitalization changed drastically so that fewer people were hospitalized for certain conditions. So in order to be hospitalized, the severity of a person's condition had to be far greater by 2011 than it was, say, in 1991. Also, when people were hospitalized, the general length of stay was much shorter. Again, because of technology, a lot of things could be done at home. So this reduction in length of stay and percent hospitalization could very well have been simply a change in the criteria used for hospitalization. These improvements were not significantly related to the use of immunomodulators or anti-TNF-alpha treatments, the author report. Okay, so they deduce the same thing that I just told you, which is these changes were other trends taking place over that period of time, and they deduce had nothing whatever to do with improvements in people's conditions, simply a change in the criteria for hospitalization. And so future studies should address whether novel, that means new, treatment strategies such as treat to target can further improve long-term outcome, in particular the risk of developing structural bowel damage, they conclude. So what they're saying is we should use different ways of adjusting these medications or develop new treatment strategies and abandon these treatment strategies. Okay, so Dr. Edward Barnes from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill has researched Crohn's disease extensively, and he told Reuters by email, "In my opinion, the most interesting findings are the decrease in hospitalization and surgery rates over the time period examined. These findings would seem to indicate that we have improved our overall approach to the management of patients with Crohn's disease." So in other words, they've improved their overall approach to the management, but has the outcome to the patient improved? So despite these improvements, the lack of ability to influence the natural history or progression of Crohn's disease with medications is also striking. Despite using these therapies more frequently and earlier in the disease course, he said. So in other words, despite the fact that there are more drugs for Crohn's disease, the drugs are more expensive, they're being used earlier in the course of the disease, the progression of the disease has not been influenced. Now, someone else, a disinterested third party, might deduce that this is like wasted money and a lot of tortured patients. So I think it's important to note that changing the clinical symptoms that a patient experiences will not necessarily change the natural history of Crohn's disease, Dr. Barnes said. To this end, there has been increased emphasis on treat-to-target strategies. For example, strategies focused on mucosal healing, which may be better equipped to accomplish the goal of changing the natural history of the disease. Now, if you're focusing on mucosal healing, that means you're going to subject this person to repeated endoscopies to look down into the stomach to see if indeed healing is taking place. So focusing on mucosal healing and endoscopic histological remission, again, that's what he's saying, endoscopic means look down there with a tube frequently or more often, in addition to clinical remission based on symptoms, may lead to a more complete remission, which potentially could have a greater effect on the progression of Crohn's disease. So what they're saying then is, we've subjected these people to lots of drugs over the past 20 years. It does not appear to have helped their disease at all. But we'd like to still continue to treat this disease and stick tubes down there more often. Of course, each tube insertion is at the price of several hundred, if not several thousand dollars. Okay, so no progression on the horizon from this particular approach. Well, let's take a look at something else. How about depression? So this is February 18th, 2016, about a year ago, and they say depression and anxiety can shorten the time to irritable bowel disease flare. So irritable bowel disease, Crohn's disease, colitis, those are all names for essentially the same condition. All right. So this is interesting. Depression and anxiety can precede, means come before, and shorten the time, that means make it happen sooner, to recurrence of inflammatory bowel disease in some patients, according to a Kaplan-Meier analysis, that's a psychiatric analysis, published online January 25th. Okay, it seems prudent to recommend that screening for common mental disorders and referring for psychological psychiatric treatment should be included in standard irritable bowel disease care, says Antonia from the Department of Health Services, that would be DHS, of New York, United Kingdom, and colleagues. They write this. Well, wait a minute. The medical industrial complex has already indicated that their present treatment of irritable bowel disease is totally ineffective. And so now you're recommending they further invade this person's life with psychiatric testing. Although irritable bowel disease has long been associated with depression and anxiety, the relationship of depression and anxiety with disease activity has been controversial, with no causal link established to date. So in other words, there appears to be an association, but it doesn't seem like the psychiatric problem causes irritable bowel disease. Either the same thing causes both, or the irritable bowel disease is causing the psychiatric condition or depression or anxiety. The reason for this distinction or understanding this distinction is only if the psychiatric problem causes the irritable bowel problem, would it be beneficial to screen and treat the psychiatric problem. And further, would only be beneficial if the available treatment for anxiety and depression was effective, for which certainly the treatment for depression is not at all effective. So the investigators conducted a prospective study using the Swiss irritable bowel disease cohort to paint a temporal, that means a time-related, picture of the associations between the two psychiatric conditions, anxiety and depression, and irritable bowel disease. Patients participated between 2006 and 2015 and were diagnosed with irritable bowel disease at least 4 months before the study began. Okay. So, clinical exams to assess the irritable bowel disease at enrollment and every year thereafter use the Crohn's Disease Activity Index, and patients took the 14-question hospital anxiety and depression scale with a score of 7 being the cutoff for anxiety and depression symptoms. So if you got a score of 7 or more, then, hey, you got it. You're anxious. You're depressed. Okay. So of the 2,007 patients included in the study, 56% had Crohn's disease, and the remainder had ulcerative colitis or indeterminate colitis. And the median age at baseline was 40 years old, and 48% male, and the rest were female, and they'd been sick for on average 7.2 years. So at baseline, 20% of the participants exceeded the cutoff for depression score, and 37.5% had an anxiety score above the cutoff. And the prevalence of depression was about equal between the sexes, but females were more likely to experience anxiety. Okay, so at baseline, there was no association among Crohn's disease activity index score, anxiety, or depression, or between the other psychiatric problems. More when we come back.
The Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so we're talking about Crohn's disease and the medical industrial complex, standard of care, and some basic research that they're doing about this. Now, this particular research is the association between depression and anxiety and increased frequency of irritable bowel disease flare. So irritable bowel disease and Crohn's disease are basically similar, more or less identical conditions. And so what they're trying to sort out in this study is, what is the association between depression and anxiety and irritable bowel disease? Okay, so depression and anxiety tracked with specific manifestations of irritable bowel disease. Depression alone had a statistically significant association with fistula, surgery, and steroid use in patients with Crohn's disease and with flares in patients with ulcerative colitis and with Crohn's disease. Now, that sounds really complicated, but we can simplify this. Steroid use. So depression alone had a statistically significant association with steroid use. Steroid use causes depression and causes anxiety. In fact, they have a name for this. It's called steroid psychosis. So when people take steroids, it suppresses the immune system, but also deranges and destroys the person's mental reasoning abilities. And the person develops a lot of emotional issues. And so this constellation of mental and emotional disturbances is called steroid psychosis. Yeah, you can even look it up. So here they are trying to measure the relationship between depression and this condition, and they see that depression is associated with or shows up when they treat this condition with steroids. Well, that's no surprise. I mean, it's hardly a connection with the disease. It's more a connection with a side effect of the drug. Very interesting. Then you have to back up and say, wait a minute, what about fistulas then and surgeries? Do they correlate with steroid use? Does using steroids make you more likely to need surgery for your Crohn's disease and have fistulas? And fistula is a connection, an abnormal connection. Think of it as a bridge between one part of the bowel and another part of the bowel, or between the bowel and another organ, or, get this, between the bowel and the skin. So literally, someone can have a connection between their bowel and the outside of their body, and they can leak feces all the time. Yeah, not good. Now, they also found that anxiety alone was associated with flares in Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and steroid use in ulcerative colitis. So, again, steroid use can cause anxiety. So this association may not be with the disease so much as, again, with the treatment of the disease. And so the study authors acknowledge that limitations of the study include self-assessment of anxiety and depression. Well, wait a minute. That is the only way to diagnose anxiety and depression is by what the person reports. There is no blood test for anxiety. There's no blood test for depression. And the length of time between follow-ups. The follow-up for once a year. Previous studies have only examined this issue using a cross-sectional design, meaning that causality cannot be established. So the findings are therefore not new and important and provide support for the existence of brain-gut interactions. Again, the results of this study are totally inconclusive because the mental condition of a depression and anxiety are associated with these people receiving drugs, namely steroids, that cause depression and anxiety. However, they add this study could not distinguish a pathological, that means disease, connection between depression, anxiety, and irritable bowel disease flares from the increased likelihood of reporting worsening intestinal symptoms among individuals with impaired mood. And so, whatever the reason for the association, it has important implications for future management strategies in irritable bowel and suggests that a paradigm shift away from therapies focused solely on reducing the inflammatory burden is needed in a subset of patients, they write. Okay. So, this is a kind of research and interpretation that leads to useless interventions.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so the medical industrial complex is their, you know, their research reported by Medscape, and their diet, according to the Mayo Clinic. And this is the bombshell. This is the latest hot off the press. January 4th, 2017. Diet improves symptoms in small study. Small study. Remember, large study, thousands of people over 20 years, no improvement in the outcome of irritable bowel disease with medication, even with more expensive medication. So here we have a study done by the medical industrial complex. What does it say? I want you to listen to this diet compared to the diet of the Mayo Clinic. Okay. Diet alone can lead children with mild to moderate ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease into clinical remission. That's huge. Suggests a small study published online December 27th in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology, a reputable journal. This changes the paradigm for how we may choose to treat children with inflammatory bowel disease, lead author says, from Seattle Children's Hospital in Washington. Most centers typically treat with steroids or other medications, which come with potential adverse effects, the authors note. And so this is what the child in my practice was getting. She was getting steroids. So we put her on diet, and boom, cleared right up. And they're saying the specific carbohydrate diet, a diet tested over the course of 12 weeks, is called the specific carbohydrate diet, and it removes processed foods and sugars, except honey. It also removes dairy and grains. It includes only vegetables, fruits, meats, and nuts, and natural foods rich in nutrients. Now notice, the nuts, fruits, and vegetables, which are excluded or minimized in the Mayo Clinic diet, are emphasized in this diet. At the end of the three-month study, 8 of the 10 patients, that's 80%, aged 10 to 17 years, who finished the study achieved remission from the diet alone, the authors report. It means diet alone. And this diet is almost the opposite of the Mayo Clinic diet. 12 patients, 9 in Seattle and 3 in Atlanta, Georgia, started the diet with evaluations at 2, 4, 8, and 12 weeks. By the end of the study, the average pediatric Crohn's disease activity index decreased from 28 to 4. That's huge. Average pediatric ulcerative colitis activity index dropped from 28 to 6. Again, pretty impressive. The diet was not effective for 2 patients, and 2 were unable to maintain the diet. Mean C-reactive protein, that means a blood level measure of inflammation, dropped from 24 to 7. That's a drop of 60, more than 60, almost 70%. And decreased from 20 to 4 among the Atlanta patients. Normal is less than 4.9, so decreased to 4.8. The patients in the prospective trial had mild to moderate irritable bowel disease determined either by a pediatric Crohn's disease activity index or a pediatric ulcerative colitis activity index. To be eligible, patients could not have started a new irritable bowel disease medication for at least 1 month before the study for immunosuppressives and 2 months for biologics. So, if you were treating your Crohn's disease patients, I mean, wouldn't you jump at that? Wouldn't you say, wow, 80% cure rate? Holy cow, I better jump on it. I better do it right now. And if I'm the Mayo Clinic, I better update my diet page. Wouldn't you think? Not so fast. So let's see what the experts say. So Steve Brandt, professor of medicine, director of the Johns Hopkins Meyerhoff Inflammatory Bowel Disease Center, said the initial results are interesting, but inconclusive, because we can't draw a conclusion from an 80% success rate. We can't do that. All right, let's see what the scientist has to say. He noted that the study was designed to be preliminary and to test safety and potential effectiveness, and results should not be interpreted as such. There was no control group, it was open label, and the patient size was very small. Yeah, there's a control group. All these people who are outside the study, not getting better. In addition, 2 patients dropped out because they could not maintain the diet, he points out. All right, so let's count those. So that gives us a 4 out of 12, 8 out of 12 success rate. So 70% success rate. That's huge. That's better than what the drugs are doing. And also said, it's important to consider that 3 of the patients who remained in the study lost weight, a particular concern in children. Lost weight and had no pain, no problem. Still, 8 of the original 12 children were in remission, and that is impressive compared with many other therapies for irritable bowel, he said. With many other therapies? With all other therapies. All right, so let's see what he's got to say for himself. He added that it may be unclear how much effect any new medications, rather than diet, may have on the outcomes. Although participants could not change medications for a month before the study, and some drugs take longer than that to show effectiveness, Dr. Brandt said. Among those is azathioprine, that's not hardly a new drug, which would fall under the one-month restriction in the study, but can take 4 months to show effectiveness. Well, 4 months, that's 16 weeks. The study was only 12 weeks, so the drug wouldn't have shown an effect prior to the end of the study. According to the study, 2 patients were taking that drug. The patients may have also become more adherent to their medications because they were part of a study and would regularly be checked by a physician, he added. Now, again, since we know these medications are not effective, being more adherent to them cannot be expected to give more results. First, it's important to find out with larger studies whether the diet really does work compared with the control group, and if so, what part makes a difference, he said. Okay, so since I went to medical school, and I did a residency, and I practiced medicine, and I went to all these continuing medical education things, I can tell you that something like this shows up, and as a doctor, you get excited about it. Wow, where's that follow-up study? The follow-up study never happens. Never happens. So then, eager doctors like me were left with going to the medical school library and digging deeply and, you know, trying out things from the medical school library because we couldn't count on massive publications of beneficial things for our patients. But I digress. So let's see. In addition, the authors report the diet helped patients move toward a more normal microbial pattern, which raises a chicken and egg question. Dr. Brandt said, is it that you got improvement in the inflammation and then the bacteria changed, or did a change in the bacteria improve the inflammation? This is really going in circles. Obviously, they ate differently. They put in different bacteria. They fed the bacteria differently. And just feeding the gut differently changes the population of bacteria. So what does it matter? The point is, the starting point is to change the diet. Duh. Sounds like Dr. Brandt doesn't want to lose a business and doesn't want his division to have to close for lack of sick patients. So Dr. Brandt continues that he has mixed results among his own patients who have tried this diet, whereas some patients on the diet have been able to move off immunosuppressive therapies. Most have not. Some have been able to come off but then had to go back on again, he said. So there might be another link. In other words, could it be that some people went organic and went on the specific carbohydrate diet? Could it be that it's the additives and chemicals in the food? Could it be that eating processed food has lower nutritional value? So the lower nutritional value combined with environmental chemical irritants is what's causing irritable bowel? He says, I think there's great interest in this diet. I think it's a very big challenge to follow the diet, he said. He more commonly recommends a Mediterranean-style diet with few processed foods and simple sugars and more fish than animal protein. The authors acknowledge the limitations of the study, and Dr. Susskind said in the news release that priorities for treatments will vary by the individual. Specific carbohydrate diet is another tool in our tool belt to help treat these patients. It may not be the best treatment option for everyone, but it is an effective treatment for those who wish to try a dietary therapy, he said. And the authors have disclosed no relevant financial relationships. Give me a break. Dr. Brandt is the director of the Crohn's Disease Division of Johns Hopkins. That's a financial conflict right there. Why would you even jump on something that's going to eliminate 80% of your patients? Now, I'm not a fan of the specific carbohydrate diet myself. However, the fact that this diet has put 80% of the children who tried it in remission is huge. It's very impressive. And the thing I can add to it is, again, the using food that's organic, that's free of pesticides, herbicides, hormones, and other chemicals. And what this says then is Crohn's disease and irritable bowel disease is essentially a disease, a feeding problem. In other words, you're feeding a human what amounts to a bunch of plastic and a bunch of chemicals and a bunch of inflammatory agents. And this is really what causes irritable bowel disease. Now, my particular patient, this is back in the 90s, the dark ages, what put her in remission was she stopped absolutely all processed foods. She ate at home, did not eat at any restaurants, and she ate organic. I also put her on a vegetarian diet, vegan diet, actually, no dairy and no meat. And the specific carbohydrate diet does allow meat. It does allow honey. I did not allow honey or sugar of any kind. Fruit was the only sweetener in the diet that I used. Now, so no processed food, no sugars. I did not allow honey. I did not allow dairy. I did not allow any gluten. So I made her diet gluten-free, but she could have rice if she wanted to, or potatoes. So the specific carbohydrate diet would allow, say, potatoes, because it's not a grain, but would not allow rice. They allow nuts. I didn't allow nuts. I found that nuts just seemed to bother people. So the basic calorie source in my diet was the carbohydrates. But the point is that diet has a huge impact on irritable bowel disease. The problem I find with many people who have irritable bowel disease is they have a desire to lead a normal life. In other words, to eat junk and trash like everyone else and just not have bowel problems. Well, it can't do that. It has to choose. Either you're going to be able to socialize and have a regular life you can count on, but not eat like everybody else, or eat like everybody else and suffer with irritable bowel disease. So there's the problem. Now, the other thing with people with irritable bowel disease is the illusion that they really are eating like everyone else. So when I talk to my patients with irritable bowel disease and I saw what they ate, I would honestly have to say to them, if I ate what you ate, I would have irritable bowel as well. And so especially in the older people, I say older, I mean the over 25 crowd, you're looking at smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, eating pastries, and drinking soda pop. These are things that will just tear up anybody's stomach. So I think many people who have chronic illnesses, like irritable bowel disease, have the illusion that their diet is somehow like everybody else's or typical, and it's not. So one thing people with irritable bowel need to do is, what I found, is get rid of all the processed foods. And you have to be ruthless. You know, the soy milk, the rice milk, the energy bars, even the high-end expensive so-called organic processed foods. So it has to be unprocessed, and it has to be organic, and it has to be gluten-free, and it has to be free of dairy. So dairy seems to be a major bad actor in terms of irritable bowel. So definitely no dairy. No sweets, no fancy bottled drinks. My favorite water is distilled water. And people do very well. Now, as far as meats go, of course, my background is I was vegetarian, vegan for 27 years. The big deal with meat is it's just so darn filthy, filled with antibiotics, filled with hormones, fed food that is genetically modified and, of all things, vaccinated and pumped full of drugs for worms. And so this highly modified, chemicalized substance that's sold in a grocery store as meat is very, very inflammatory. So somebody with inflammatory bowel disease would do well to eat wild game if they're going to eat meat at all. Now, this doctor, one doctor recommends people eat fish. And the people in his practice, read between the lines, aren't getting any better. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. I'd like to invite you to visit our sponsor, VitalityCapsules.com. If you go to VitalityCapsules.com, you can download your free report, the Candida Cleaner version 2.0. Yes, it has been updated, teaching you how you can heal with turpentine. It's especially important to have your report, but sign up for our mailing list so you can be informed of the Share the Love sale for Valentine's Day, which is coming up. So you don't want to miss that Share the Love sale, so definitely mosey on over to vitalitycapsules.com and get your free copy of the Candida Cleanup Report. Okay, so we're talking about what you can do if you have irritable bowel, or if you have a kid with irritable bowel, is to simplify your diet and really just make it totally unprocessed. You just shop in the produce section of the store and cook your meals from there, and then switch over to 100% organic, or even better than that, grow your own. And that really does, that's been my observation, clear up 80% of people with irritable bowel disease. Problem comes when people feel that they should be able to smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, and still have intestines at work. So what we're going to do is we're going to answer questions. Okay. Let's see. You got all kinds of questions here. Okay, here's a quote someone found on the internet. Confined with unnatural conditions that are often fed unnatural foods. In 1987, researchers found that commercial diets may be one of the major factors in declining fertility. Absolutely. I certainly agree with that. All right, so we had a bunch of questions here. I'd like to make some good soil compost, manure, and worms, but I don't have the energy, just big ideas. You know, I started a worm farm in the middle of the city. I actually just got some buckets, put some newspaper in there, sprinkled some water on it, and started growing worms. I just put my compost in my basement, and the worms ate it. It was very nice. It did not even smell. Dr. Danz, I spent several of the last several years babying several plum and peach trees and have gotten little for my efforts, so I'm giving up. Do you have any suggestions? Yes. There's something called foliar spray, F-O-L-I-A-R, foliar mineral spray. You can Google that on the internet. You mix it according to directions, spray the leaves, and boom, your fruit will pop out.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This